Luke chapter 10. Then after these things, the Lord appointed another 70 in addition, and he sent them in twos ahead of him into every town and place where he was going to go himself. Then he said to them, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So entreat the Lord of the harvest to send out workers to his harvest. Off you go. Mark this, I am sending you as lambs in the midst of wolves. Do not carry a purse or wallet or footwear, and do not greet anyone on the way. In whatever house you go into, first say, 'Peace to this household.' And if there is a man of peace there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will turn back on you. And remain in that house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the worker is worthy of his wages. Do not move from house to house. So in whatever town you go into, and they receive you, eat what is served to you, and cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has drawn close to you.' But as for whatever town you go into, and they don't receive you, go out into its streets and say, 'We are wiping away even the dust from your town which has stuck to us, so testifying against you. But know this, that the kingdom of God has drawn close to you. And I say to you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on that day than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the deeds of power which have taken place in you had taken place in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented sitting in sackcloth and ashes a long time ago. However, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon than for you towns in the judgment. And you, Capernaum, which have been elevated to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." Subsequently, the 70 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." He then said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Here you are, I give you the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and nothing at all will harm you. But do not rejoice at this, in that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice in that your names have been written in the heavens." At that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, "I give thanks to you, Father, Lord of heaven and the earth, in that you have hidden these things from the wise and clever and have revealed them to infants. Indeed, Father, because this met with your approval." Then he turned to his disciples and said, "Everything has been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and whoever the Son wishes to reveal it to." Then he turned to the disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes which see what you see, for I say to you that many prophets and kings have wanted to see the things which you see, but did not see them, and to hear the things which you hear, but did not hear them." Then what happened was that a certain scholar in the law stood up, testing him, and he said, "Teacher, by doing what will I inherit age-abiding life?" At this he said to him, "What stands written in the law? How do you read it?" He then replied and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbour as yourself." Then he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you shall live." But wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" Jesus then rejoined and said, "A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who for their part stripped him and gave him a beating, and went off, leaving him, as his fate would have it, half dead. And by chance a certain priest was going down by that road, and when he saw him, he passed by opposite. And likewise also a Levite, who had come down to the place, came and saw him, and he passed by opposite. But a certain Samaritan, on a journey, came down to him and saw him, and he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, and he poured oil and wine on them. And he mounted him on his own beast, and he brought him to an inn and took care of him. Then on the next day, when he departed, he produced 2 denaries, and he gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, "Take care of him, and whatever you spend in addition, I will repay you when I return." Which then of these 3 do you consider to have emerged as the neighbour of him who fell among the robbers? He then said, "He who showed him compassion." So Jesus said to him, "You go too, and do likewise." Then it came to pass, as they were on the move, that he went into a certain village, and a certain woman, by name of Martha, received him into her house. Now this woman had a sister called Mary, who had sat down beside Jesus' feet, and was listening to his words. But Martha was distracted with a lot of serving. Then she came up and said, "Lord, are you not concerned that my sister has left me alone to do the serving? So tell her to assist me." But Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and agitated about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her."